From the back seat of the car, I could see her wave as we drove off. She was my orphanage mom. She had cared for all of us, held us in her arms when we were hurt, and came crying. Now, it was her face wet with tears. She told me that I was going to my adopted forever home, with both a mom and a dad to care for me. The car drove through the night. I climbed up onto the ledge of the back seat and stared up at the night sky. This was before seatbelts would restrain a small boy from wandering freely. I could see the Big Dipper pointing to the North Star. I would always remember the North Star. My orphanage mom said that when I glanced at the North Star on a clear night, she would be looking at it too, so we would always be connected, no matter where we were in this world. On a hot summer night, lying in the grass of a Texas field as fireflies flickered, I could see the North Star. In the winter, shivering in the driveway, waiting for the dog to go to the bathroom before bed, I looked up and wondered if she was looking at the North Star. Were we still connected? Then my answer came as a shooting star crossed the sky. In college, passed out drunk on the lawn behind the dorm, I awoke, saw the North Star, and was embarrassed for my behavior. Never again, I promised. After graduation, I joined the service. My med school tuition would be free, and I could see the world. I got busy and had not stargazed for a while. Then, in the war, I saw the North Star again as I gasped for breath. Wounded, I lay dying by myself in a strange country, but not alone, not disconnected.